Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast this week. And I just thank the Lord for the privilege and the opportunity we have every day at the same time to be able to share the goodness of the Lord and the truths and principles of His Word. But before we go into the message the Lord's placed on my heart for today and this week, I want to just go to the Lord in prayer. I'm sure all of you have had some trials and tests and battles this day, and we need to be in a place that our spirits are at peace, our minds are calm, our bodies are relaxed, that we can receive the word of the Lord. Now, I know some of you might be at work or driving down the freeway, or you just may be home, but nonetheless, let's just ask the Lord to minister to our needs. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, you see the events of the day. And Father, I thank you that our times are ordered of the Lord. Our pathway, Lord, is directed by you. And Father, we desire not to turn to the right nor to the left, but keep our eyes stayed and fixed upon you, the author and finisher of our faith, that we may continue to run with endurance, with strength, and with joy the race that you have set before each and every one of your precious people. Father, we thank you for ministering. Lord, I take authority over every work of darkness, every work of the evil one against your beloved, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, circumstantially. And Father, we stand on that scripture that it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Anything that would pertain to our physical life, our existence on this earth, as well as the spiritual work that the Holy Spirit is doing in our heart, Lord, it's not by our might nor by power, but by your Spirit. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you who began the work, you're going to be faithful to complete it. It doesn't depend on our strength, on our tenacity, but Lord, that you know how to deal with each and every individual in such a loving and personal way that you place a desire in our heart to please our Heavenly Father. And with that motivation, there's nothing that we cannot do in the name of the Lord. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So thank you, Lord, for the strength, the grace to deal with whatever is going on in their lives, the ability to come victoriously through every testing, every trial. And we thank you, Lord, for your provision in every area in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what the Lord placed on my heart to begin to share today, a message that I've entitled Kingdom Principles in Finances. Yes, I'm going to minister on finances. Now, I don't want to hear any moans and groans out there. It's been a long time since I've ministered on this subject, and a good teacher of the Word has to consider the whole Word of God. And it's been a long time since I've shared any of God's principles regarding our finances. So I pray that your heart will be open and that perhaps we can all learn some things as the Holy Spirit guides us through these passages of Scripture and these thoughts and principles that I'm going to be sharing with you. Father, we thank you for your anointing and that our hearts are prepared. And Lord, that you will just be present in our midst. Lord, it's in the Spirit. You're everywhere. You're omnipresent. But Father, we're of this earthly realm, but Lord, in the spirit, we can be in agreement. We can be together in you. And Father, we thank you for that tremendous bond, the bond of love and unity that you've given to your people in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I'd like to begin by reading out of the book of Matthew, and I'm going to start reading in chapter 10, and I'm going to start with verse 7. These are the very words of Jesus. He was speaking to his disciples, and he said, I want you to go to the house of Israel, and rather than the Gentiles or Samaria. And he said, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. I want to pause just a moment, because not only does the Lord give specific commands, but he places a very important restriction on these works of the ministry, if you will, that apply to us today just as clearly as they did to the disciples. Freely ye have received, freely give. All the good things we have received of God, the spiritual truths, salvation, redemption, the multitude of riches and wisdom that and knowledge that is found in Christ Jesus. We have received all of this freely from the Lord, and that is how we are to impart them. And never, ever should a ministry, should a leader, or should any of us place any kind of material value on the ministry that we are imparting. We have to represent the very character of our Lord. We got everything not based on our benefit, not based on the price we paid. It was freely given to us at Calvary. And we have to manifest the same character of our Lord, that there would never be a price tag, never be, well, if you would do this, that is so opposed to the Spirit of God. Because why? We should love to be able to give, love to be able to give of our time and resources and of our knowledge and spiritual experience. And so, freely you have received, freely give, Jesus said, and provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor script for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. That principle is outlined a little clearer in the epistles, where it says he who partakes of the altar, who labors or ministers at the altar, should be partakers of the altar. That those who live by the gospel or preach the gospel should live by the gospel. In other words, have their needs met. And so this is what Jesus is saying, and we have to take heart to what he is expressing to us in this passage of scripture. Now, there's many other scriptures I want to be sharing with you, so I want to move along quickly. Jesus chose 12 disciples. He gave them power against unclean spirits to heal all manner of diseases. He sent them forth to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was then. It is that same reality and truth today. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, even much more so. The return of Jesus Christ is ever more closer every single day. And so we see that Jesus is telling us how we should, the spirit that we should minister in. And John the Baptist really had a similar message. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I'd like to now read a passage found in 1 Corinthians the 6th chapter, verse 19 and 20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The price we were bought with was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so we are going to learn in the days ahead how we can glorify God in one one other area of our lives, glorifying Him with our body and in our spirits, which belong to God, and to be able to manifest the love of God through our giving. Praise God. We are living in the end times, and beloved, it is important for us to understand that Jesus, even though the kingdom is within us, we are to live in kingdom principles and stewardship, and it's necessary for us to come into maturity or perfection. When Jesus stood before Pilate, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." That's John 18 and 36. And James says in his epistle 4 and 4, "Friendship of the world is enmity against God." Beloved, there are only two spirits in the world, the spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist. John makes reference to the prince of this world, and he says that the whole world is under the influence of the evil one. Let me turn to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read verse 19. "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness," or darkness, and it's getting more so each and every day. But also John said in 1 John 4 and 4, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The spirit of truth is within us and not the spirit of error. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, I'm just barely getting into the message, we're going to be looking at the two major events thus far in the history of man. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I do thank you for joining me. As usual, the announcer is going to give our contact information. You can email, a brief email, or if you choose, drop me a note. You don't have to write a long letter, or you may. I read every word. And just send them to that. It's either Judith at Unveiled Christ or our P.O. Box, and I will personally receive your letter. No one else reads or prays for the partners except myself, and I personally will answer the mail. So thank you so much, dear ones, for listening. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,